I'm Charles Payne, filling in for Judge Andrew Napolitano. And tonight, severe flooding remains in the aftermath of Hurricane Irene, causing losses in the billions all along the East Coast. Many of those affected in coastal areas are no doubt turning to the Federal Flood Insurance Program for help. But could that program itself be responsible for the high cost of the storms? Many of the homes damaged in this storm were built in areas that were already prone to flooding, the type of homes that private insurers would not insure. So why is the federal government encouraging these homes to be built in the first place by offering below market prices for insurance? Here to lay out that premise is Reason Magazine's editor-in-chief, Matt Welsh. Matt, this is crazy when you think about it. These incredible beachfront homes that everybody wishes they had, and they get federally funded insurance that everyone watching the show is paying for. How do they get away with this?
It's because in 1968, in the wake of all of the inner city riots that happened after Martin Luther King was assassinated, the federal government passed the Housing and Urban Development Act, which created this notion of fair insurance, which basically provided federally subsidized insurance in places that the insurance companies would not want to go. And that started off being inner cities. They didn't want redlined victims to not be able to get homeowner insurance. But what happened was, as often does in government policy, this migrated quickly to anywhere that insurance companies were reluctant to give insurance. So we're talking about Malibu, we're talking about the richest enclaves on the Florida coasts, and we're talking about foothill areas everywhere and flood path and hurricane path areas. And so now the majority of insurance that was started by this well-meaning legislation aimed at inner city America is now subsidizing rich people's homeowner insurance in high-risk areas.
So, Matt, what happens if you're, let's just say, right outside of that zone? I would assume it's a nice neighborhood, but certainly if you're not getting that same federally subsidized insurance and you suffer the same disasters as these presumably very rich people, who do you turn to? How come you don't get help?
Well, generally speaking, the people who are eligible for the subsidized insurance are in places where there are no private insurance companies. No one can really buy or sell a house in this country without homeowners insurance. And so if you live outside the zone, you probably do have insurance. It's probably more expensive than your richer neighbor's insurance, but you do have access to it, generally speaking.
So essentially what we're saying is that we talk about these tolls from these storms, and every year they get higher and higher. And a lot of people try to suggest, well, that means that the storms are more devastating and the world is coming to an end. But realistically, the government is encouraging very risky behavior through this method.
There is absolutely no question about that. And there's an elemental question of fairness here. I am subsidizing the homeowner insurance of people in Malibu. They should be able to pay their full freight. If you're going to build in a risky zone, in a hurricane path, and a floodplain, anywhere like that, you should be able to bear the responsibility and the risks yourself by paying for the insurance. And the way that you do that is get the government out of those areas, and so the private insurance companies will come in and they'll offer it to you, but at the premium that it deserves.
What about those who would argue, if you take this away now, particularly in this particular environment for housing, home prices will plunge and they'll never recover?
You know, it's not the government's job, despite every inkling to the contrary over the last 4+ years or 40 years. It's not the government's job to see to it that housing prices are high. And for one thing, that keeps me from buying a house, right? If you care about affordable housing, then there's nothing wrong with housing prices going down. What we should be talking about here is, do houses actually cost what they cost? And when you're subsidizing homeowner insurances in risky zones, especially from well-to-do homeowners, then the housing prices do not reflect the actual value in the marketplace, and it puts the average taxpayer on the hook, not just for these insurance plans, but for cleanup. Because unfortunately, we live in an era over the last 20 years where the federal government is expected to help you out after your home is destroyed in a flood or in a place that is totally predictable for a disaster area.
Matt, this is completely outrageous. I don't see how anyone wouldn't be outraged. Is there any chance that this could be turned back, that this could be corrected?
It is politically unpopular. Of all the most difficult things to do, of all the subsidies that are most difficult to remove, it is those that affect the rich. It's an unfortunate fact of life in modern day America, and it's shameful. This should shame the conscience of people that poor people are subsidizing rich people's homeowner insurance. That should not be in any way, shape, or form. And hopefully, you know, segments like tonight can help out.
Well, keep bringing us this kind of news. I mean, you hate to hear it. It's crazy. It just makes no sense any way possible. But we need people like you to continue to bring it out. We appreciate it. As usual, spot on. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Terrorist, jihad-like, even racist. Those are terms that have been used to describe the Tea Party.